Now, I'm delighted to say we are joined on the line by the new custodians of the Great Blasket Island, one of the great, iconic gets overused so much. But if one was to say that one of the places in Ireland that is truly iconic, one would have to say the Blasket Islands are. I'm delighted to say that we have on the line the new custodians, the new caretakers of the Great Blasket Island. We have Aislinn Costello from Kilkenny and Conor Jones from County Wexford. And they are, well, they haven't embarked yet, but they'll be arriving on the island very soon. Good morning and welcome to Kerry today. Welcome to Radio Kerry, Aislinn and Conor. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I hope you're keeping well. First of all, if I could ask you, Aislinn, how do you feel about the prospect about you and Conor going to the Great Blasket and staying there in a very isolated island for 6 months? What's the feeling?
Well, I think we're really excited, you know. I think when we tell people, there's one of two reactions. People are either like, why on earth would you be doing that? Or that sounds like the best thing ever. So we're obviously on that sounds like the best thing ever side. So yeah, we're really excited.
Conor, why did you decide to apply? Why did you and Aislinn decide to apply for this role of caretaker of the island? And you'll be there from April for 6 months.
Yeah. I think we kind of have our own reasons. I think Aislinn's kind of been eyeing this up for like a few years before we met. But for me personally, I think it's kind of to looking forward to putting myself outside of my comfort zone and trying something that's a really once in a lifetime opportunity as well.
Yes, some people might think the escape to the beauty and the quietness is obviously very alluring. But then when you think about it, you're going to be on a remote island. It'll be pretty basic living. There's no hot water. There's limited mobile phone coverage. There's no Wi-Fi. How will you manage, Aislinn?
I don't want to burst the bubble too much, but I think that the phone reception is actually pretty good out there.
Oh, right.
like Wi-Fi wise and electricity wise, yeah, you're definitely on the edge of the world there. But I think, you know, it's all kind of it's all part of it, and it's what we're excited for, and just to kind of disconnect from, like, you know, the daily kind of scramble and just kind of go and touch some grass.
What drew you to? Why did you decide to make the application? Why did you say this feels right for us?
I think like I've been aware of the job for a couple of years, and I've been really wanting to do it for a long time. I don't know what, I guess just general magnetism. I guess my granddad, like my family, are you know, we'd have a great interest in the islands. My granddad did a photo project of all of the islanders of Inishman in 1942. It's just a draw, I think.
And you were talking about your grandfather taking photographs in Inishman in 1942. Did he ever go to the Blaskets?
No, not that I have photo evidence of anyway, but just Inishman for the photos. But I'm sure he was there before.
How excited are you about it, Conor?
I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to just getting, like, obviously we're going to be very, very busy with like day visitors and making sure the cottages are kind of up to scratch. But just looking forward to, even with the busyness, I think it's going to be a nice slower pace of life. You know, I've been working in recruitment in front of a laptop for the last 6 years, so I'm looking forward to giving my eyes a break. But I think just as I said, just the kind of once in a lifetime opportunity, and like there's not many people so far that can say that they've done it. So yeah, I think just the big change, and to give my eyes a break from all the screen time that I've been getting at work. But yeah, I think it's going to be an amazing experience overall.
Go ahead, Aislinn.
I was just going to say, I think it's, you know, it's completely mad, and I think that's why we're so excited to do it. We're never going to get to do something like this ever again. So now is the time.
Aislinn, talk me through the whole process. Who did you have to apply to for the to become caretakers? What does it all entail?
So there was an application live on their website. Now, we had our application ready for like a couple of months, I think, or 2 or 3 months before it was actually even went live. So we kind of sat at home in the evenings, refreshing the page, waiting for it to come up. And then finally, in January, it finally came up. And it was a basic job application. I had to fill in the boxes, write a little bit about us, write about why we want to do it, our experience. And then after a couple of weeks, we got a phone call arranged with Billy and Alice.
And Billy and Alice, we should say, are Billy and Alice O'Connor, and they own and operate the Great Blasket Island Experience. And so what you'll be doing is managing their coffee shop on the island. They have holiday cottages as well. What other sort of roles duties will you have, Aisling?
So I think most of it is like, I think we're going to be kind of run off our feet in terms of the cottages themselves, because there's three cottages. A lot of them, like, they sleep, I think some of them sleep like 6 or 7. So that's all these beds to make, all these cottages to clean. So we'll be checking people out in the morning, checking people in once they arrive in off the boat. Then once we've all of that done, we have to run up and hightail it to the coffee shop to make some teas and coffees and everything. And then there'll be the general sort of maintenance as well. Like, we'll be really busy for the days that it's, you know, beautiful weather and it's very touristy. And then the days that we're not really busy with that kind of side of things, we'll probably be kind of fixing things and going for walks and looking at the seals and stuff like that.
How bad. And how equipped are you for fixing things up, Connor?
Well, luckily enough, I grew up in kind of a converted farmhouse, so I know how to paint a few walls and just the kind of basic stuff. I wouldn't have a lot of, I guess, manual labor experience, but I think I have enough basics to get me by.
Can I ask you, Aisling, and indeed I'll put this question to you as well, Connor, are you very conscious of being custodians of the island, of its rich history, its rich heritage, its rich literary tradition, the fact that it's so emblematic of the Irish experience in the 19th and early 20th century, when so many Irish people had to emigrate, that the island was decimated by emigration, and indeed that the last of the islanders, they had to leave the island in 1953 because of that population decline. How aware of you that you are custodians of that, in a sense?
Yeah, I think, you know, you have to be aware of the fact that you're kind of minding a little piece of history. Even in terms of like the actual nature side of things as well, like, you just have to be aware of like what happened on that island and how connected it is to Irish history. So I think that's what we're really excited to do as well, is to be out there. I'll be definitely reading some Peg Sayers. And just kind of connecting to that and, you know, feeling it for ourselves and feeling kind of the magic of the island too.
Connor?
Definitely the same. I feel like, obviously, Aisling was kind of more prepped for this role before we met. But I think, like, since kind of applying, I've definitely done my research and kind of been in awe of how much like a small piece of land can have such an impact on, I guess, Irish history and just had like a good then I guess, yeah, just with the nature as well, is obviously playing an important role. So yeah, we're lucky to be custodians, I guess, as you said.
And Connor and Aisling, I'll ask you first, Connor. I'll ask both of you, have you actually been to the Blaskets? Have you been to the Great Blasket?
No, this is something I think we had a follow-up call after we got the job with Alice, and she was like, oh, have you been before? We're like, no, actually I haven't, but I've seen a lot of pictures, so maybe we're going in with rose-tinted glasses, but I think it's a good way to throw yourself in the deep end for sure.
Yeah, and now we're not too much of a city slicker as well, you know, we love to go wild camping, we go to other islands, we just haven't just made it to the Blasket yet.
But it all awaits, and glorious adventure awaits that you'll never ever forget. And Aisling, Connor referenced this. This has been a dream for a long, long time for you to become a caretaker, to have this post on the Blaskets.
Yeah, I just think that it's kind of exactly the sort of thing that I want to do. Do you know, I want to try having this like mad experience. I love being out in nature and the wild weather and the wild landscapes and the connection to the land and the connection to the literature. Like that, it's just, it's kind of, there was never any convincing me, you know. I've always thought it was the most amazing thing ever.
Well, Gonairi Liv, the very, very Ramaga. Best of joy and luck and adventure and you'll just have the most incredible time. You might stay in touch with us. We'd love to hear how you're getting on.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
Definitely.
That would be great. Well, I know we'd love to hear from you on Radio Kerry, and we just want to wish you the very, very best of everything, because it's so clear the respect and pride and sense of history and the sense of protecting the environment on the Great Blaskets as well. And the very, very best of luck. It's been so lovely talking to you both. We've been speaking to Aisling Costello from Kilkenny and Connor Jones from Wexford, who are the new custodians for 6 months, the new caretakers of the Great Blasket Island. On April 1st, they'll start working on the island in April for a 6 month period. And they'll have a lot of responsibilities, obviously the day to day, but I think the wider one is that they're very, very, and you can tell that they're very aware of the great tradition and heritage and history of the Blaskets and its people.